The state estimates that scrapping Obamacare without an alternative to fall back on would leave more than 93,000 people in Erie County without health insurance. And the county could lose more than $17 million in federal funding, which Executive Mark Poloncar says could lead to a financial crisis.
The only way I can make up for it is to raise taxes or to cut services. And the services we'd cut would be parks, libraries, sheriff's road patrol, highway departments.
Poloncar, a Buffalo Democrat, says social service programs like Medicaid can't be cut because they're mandated. But not everyone in county government sees doom and gloom. Legislature Majority Leader Joseph Larigo, who chairs the Finance and Management Committee, says he doesn't think the ACA has had a net positive effect on the county budget.
Since the Affordable Care Act's been in place, the county's obligation to ECMC has grown exponentially every year, and that's a direct result of the Affordable Care Act.
The West Seneca Conservative says he knows there are concerns about repealing the ACA, but Larigo says there are also opportunities to improve a system that, quote, hasn't been working. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.